Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Betty, you voted for President Trump. Do you regret that decision based on what we're seeing?
In terms of food insecurity, I do.
All right, we are in the middle of arguably the highest stakes government shutdown in American history, and the President of the United States can't stop himself from falling asleep during every meeting he's a part of. He can't control himself during these meetings. What the hell is going on with this guy? Today, I want to walk through that a little bit while also walking through the updates on the government shutdown, because negotiations are getting more and more intense. Democrats are saying, listen, all we want are people to have access to health care. This sums up the entire shutdown well. Democrats, we'll vote for a budget if you let sick people go to a doctor. That's the only ask. It's nothing crazy. Republicans, let us take doctors away from sick people, or we're also going to take food away from poor people. What kind of logic is this? Why are they holding a gun to the head of the American people? And why is the man who's supposed to be leading, I mean, he's the President of the United States, he's supposed to be leading us or giving some sort of moral clarity, why is he melting down and falling asleep every step of the way? I mean, as I started recording this video 10 minutes ago, a few minutes ago as I was researching, this popped up. The Democrats are cracking like dogs on the shutdown because they are deathly afraid that I am making progress with Republicans on terminating the filibuster. I asked this question to this co-host on CNN the other night. I said, would you rather the government shutdown end how Democrats want, which is more healthcare, or end how Trump wants it to end, which is terminating the damn filibuster? And she said, I reject the premise. What do you mean you reject the premise? Those are literally the two options right now. And then she was like, isn't there a third option? And I said, yeah, negotiation. They're not doing that either. Okay, to continue though, he says, whether we make a deal or not, the Republicans must blow up the filibuster. So now he's saying whether they do it or not. You don't have any leverage if you're going to say that you're going to terminate the filibuster, whether they do it or not. He says, and approve hundreds of long-sought but never gotten policy wins. As a just a small example, voter ID. Only a loser would not agree to doing this. What a demented old man. Again, Trump was slumped over during speeches a day or two back. This was a pretty important speech with CEOs where someone passed out and Trump was just out of it. He is straight up sleeping. While all of this is happening, Americans who rely on SNAP benefits are beginning to regret their vote. I want to show you these two Trump voters who say, she says that Trump is doing well on the border, but that her food insecurity can be linked to Trump's policies. Let's take a listen.
Betty, you voted for President Trump. Do you regret that decision based on what we're seeing?
In terms of food insecurity, I do. I believe he's doing a great job with the border. Right now, the border's not affecting me. Right now, it's affecting my daughter, the fact that she needs SNAP, and she won't be getting anything for November. And like I said, she's a type 1 diabetic, and we want to represent all the other diabetics out there or people with chronic health conditions that do need this food. And they may not have a safety net. They may not have relatives to fall back on. We know many people, Anna knows people, that don't have relatives to fall back on.
Let me ask you, Betty, because we're going to be speaking with a Republican congressman in the right after you and I had this conversation, one that's very close to President Trump. What is your message to lawmakers right now, Betty?
I would say restore funding for SNAP. And I believe the Trump administration, instead of focusing on presidential ballrooms, should be paying attention to individual Americans' dining rooms.
Betty, will this experience impact your voting decisions in the future?
Well, it depends on what the administration does in the future. It may. Like I said, there's certain things that I'm thankful that Trump has done. Mm-hmm. But in terms of just basic food insecurity, I believe he has to make some changes in order to do what he said. I think he promised to lower prices for Americans, and I don't see that happening right now.
Well, I want to thank you both for sharing what's happening.
This is happening to people all over the country. A lot of red states disproportionately rely on benefits from the government. It's just a fact. Meanwhile, as Dr. Oz in the Oval Office 2 days ago was linking obesity to dementia, Trump was slumped over at his desk, sleeping.
People can sleep again because they can breathe as when they go to bed. Folks,
is this a joke or whatever? People can sleep again? And the president is sleeping in the back? He's talking about obese people, and our obese president is sleeping in the back with dementia?
People can sleep again because they can breathe as when they go to bed. Folks whose knees don't hurt, people don't have heart attacks, renal failure, dementia, all the things we know are associated with obesity and much more.
I mean, come on. This one got 11 million views. It's interesting because it seems like the Republican Party is really starting to crack under the pressure of this shutdown. And here's why. First of all, Democrats have the absolute moral high ground in this situation, meaning Democrats have a very, very simple ask. Just healthcare. Or just continue the pre-existing healthcare that people have. Don't let their insurance or health insurance skyrocket, double, sometimes triple. It's a very simple ask. Secondly, Republicans' narratives have flopped over and over and over again. They first said the Democrats were trying to fight for illegal immigrants. People were like, wait a minute, they're not. They're fighting for me. It's not like that at all. Secondly, Donald Trump has had a hyper-fixation on the ballroom, on his presidential ballroom. You can also talk about his library and other things that he's been focused on building, but mainly the ballroom has taken up a lot of the headlines while this government shutdown is progressing. This dude, as he's getting older and older, is losing whatever political instincts that he had, which people will always comment, Trump had no political instincts. I disagree. This dude obviously outmaneuvered multiple Democrats during their campaigns. We should not have lost to this motherfucker twice. He obviously has some sort of instinct on how to sell himself, but he's losing that, and the American people are noticing that. Trump finally meets a problem his lies cannot overcome: rising grocery prices. And this dude is melting down about grocery prices. I genuinely believe, from the bottom of my heart, this clip of Donald Trump ranting about affordability just 2 days ago on the same day should be everywhere on TV. Democrats should blast this everywhere.
You look at 25% reduction in costs for Thanksgiving.
That's a lie, by the way. If you look at the 25% reduction in cost, they removed like 6 to 7 to 8 different pieces from the meal, and then they used great value items. And then they said there was a 25% reduction because the input items were reduced in price. Because they were great value.
Between Biden and me, meaning this administration, that's a tremendous number. That's a tremendous, it's the biggest reduction in cost in the history of that chart or whatever it is they do. That they do a synopsis of everything. They cover every element of Thanksgiving meals, 25% down. So I don't want to hear about the affordability, because right now we're much less. If you look at energy, we're getting close to $2 a gallon gasoline. With Biden, it was $4.50, $5. Another thing, inflation. We had the worst inflation in the history of our country. Now we have virtually no inflation at all. It's down at a very low number and a very normal number.
This is not how inflation works. We don't have virtually no inflation. Inflation is up since Liberation Day. The lies are absurd, and he's gaslighting the American people with these lies. Just listen to him. He's like vitriolic. He's like mad, angry at people for complaining about, you know, grocery prices.
So the affordability is much better with the Republicans. The only problem is the Republicans don't talk about it.
Come on.
And Republicans should start talking about it and use their heads, because we have great numbers. We have greatest, and they're going to only get better.
No, they're not. Unemployment is going up. Black unemployment in particular has been skyrocketing, which is usually an early indicator of a weakening and, you know, awful softening job market. And then on top of that, youth unemployment is going up. Also a indicator, an early sign of a weakening job market. So Trump is just straight up lying here. And you know, I just opened Twitter to a new headline. Trump is now trying to pressure the Washington Commanders to name a $3.7 billion stadium after him. Malcolm Kenyatta says, seniors and children are starving because Trump is withholding food. Families are struggling with basic expenses. Jobless claims are soaring, but the president is demanding another monument to himself. Another monument to himself. That is all that he wants. And listen, statistics from the government that he runs belie the claim that inflation is down. Inflation for food items has been 3.1% since Trump declared his trade war against the rest of the year, compared to 1.8% in Biden's final year. That is up. Inflation is up. Unemployment is up. He has not brought in $22 trillion in tariffs. That is a lie. We are not seeing that anywhere. Everything that he says is a complete lie. And just remember that for the past 2 or 3 months, we haven't even gotten accurate job numbers. We haven't gotten any, because Trump fired the BLS commissioner, and then they've been holding off on releasing most of the economic data. So we don't even know the numbers. We don't even know if the numbers are good or bad, and we can just only assume that they're bad based on the most recent data that has come out. So I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate this, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.